Talking with Nottoway Valley OM wrestling coach Brad Honnold. It's the Wolverines kickoff practice this week. Competition right around the corner. Coach, what are you expecting from your group, and who are some of the key guys you'll try to build around here this season?
Yeah, you know, we're excited for the wrestling season to get started. You know, we've got a pretty young team. We graduated some pretty key pieces last year, but, you know, we've got some good young kids returning. And you know, we have high expectations. That's kind of the one thing that we've really instilled the last 2 years, my second year here with Coach Beyer, is just raising the standard and raising those expectations. So I don't think that, we expect anything less than we did last year. You know, we want to come in and compete, and just improve throughout the season. And the ultimate goal is, you know, come February, the district tournament and the state tournament. I think our one main goal prior to that is I think we can finish, you know, in the top two of the conference, and you know, that's what we're gearing towards here right before Christmas break, and then kind of, you know, the second half of the season gearing towards the state tournament. But our key guys, returners would be district qualifiers, Eli Harris, probably be looking at about the 120 range for us. Also Bradley Gebby, who is a district qualifier, he'll probably be our 32 pounder. And then Trent Warner was also a district qualifier at heavyweight, just one match shy of qualifying for the state tournament, and he'll be our heavyweight. So those three guys, and then also we've got Zach Gebby, who had a very successful first half of the season last year, got sick over Christmas break and just struggled to bounce back and find himself, but he'll be definitely a key component. So I would say those are our big name returners. We also throw in, you know, a few others in the middle weights that returning varsity winners. You got Kason Hansen in there, Colt Slocum, who's a kid from OM hope to be a contributor. Brandon Rasha is our only other senior. He's been a 4-year starter for us, so he'll be in there. And then we've got some great incoming freshmen that will hopefully make an impact right away.
What are some of the things that took place in the off season to help you have a big year?
You know, we took 17 kids to a camp, Iron Sharpens Iron Camp in Cedar Falls. And, you know, I mean, just to have that commitment out of those kids to go and work during the off season was key. And it was just, you know, it's not only just for them to get better on the mat, but that team bonding experience with one another. So that's been key. We've done a lot of open mats and some conditioning practices that have been ran by some volunteer coaches, and kids have just gotten after it. So, you know, these guys are ready to work. We've already put in a great hard practice last night to start the season off. And the great thing about it, I mean, you know, I did say we only have two seniors, but we've got 17 kids in the room that are going to step up and help each other out. And there's no one person that's more important than the other. And, you know, it's an individual sport, but it's so key for the team aspect, for each other, for them to each pick each other up and, you know, the iron sharpens iron mentality.
Who are some of these newcomers you hope can come in and make a big impact?
Well, I got, you know, 106 or 113 pounds. We got Kean Stevie. You know, those lower weights are oftentimes an opportunity for those young kids to step in and really make a impact. Kean had a good camp this summer, so we expect some good things out of him. I got another one, Slade Gettler, he's fairly new to the sport, but he's a strong and he's a go-getter. He's worked hard in the off. Some others, I got Matt Nelson will be in the middleweights. You know, he might be a little undersized for where he'll wrestle this year, but he's got the wrestling experience and he's put in time. And then, you know, I've got my son, Ashton Honnold, will be probably anywhere from 82 to 220 for us. And you know, he's had a fairly successful youth career. A freshman coming in at those upper weights, maybe a struggle, but we expect him to be a contributor and build throughout the season and be an impact player or impact wrestler for us as well.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck this year.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. We appreciate your coverage.